Okay, we're continuing in Maseches Tainis Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, starting with the last word on Tesvav Amud Aleph. Again, continuing in this Mishnah about the order of the Ta'anios, the last set for Tziras Keshamim, when there is no rain. So Ma'is, so the Gemara tells the story now on Amud Beis. Pimei Rabbi Chalafter Rabbi Chanina ben Chadon, happened in the times of Rabbi Chalafter and Chanina ben Chadon, that somebody went to daven and shliach tzibur during the times of this tainus, v'gamar es habracha kula, and he finished the bracha of Eivonin of Gol Yisrael, v'lo anu, and the tzibur did not answer amen, and tiku hakohanim tiku. The chazan, the one who was in charge, told the kohanim to blow the shofar, and then said, "Mishanas Avraham Avinu b'har Mogiyonas chem mishanas kotzagasam hayom hazeh," and said that the one who answered Avraham Avinu at Har Moriah should answer you on this day and hear your tefillos. And then they blew the shofar. Then, when he finished the brachos, the next bracha, The one who's in charge, the Gabbai, said, "Hario b'nei Aaron, Hario, you should b'nei Aaron." Again, the Kohanim should blow the shofar. And he said, "Mishnas Avosino Yamsuf, Yenaschem Mishnas Bekotzak Aschem Hayom Hazeh." The one who answered our Avos at Yamsuf should answer on this day. And then they blew the shofar, and this is how it continued for all of the brachos. And when they came in front of the Chacham said, no, this is not what they would do. They would not say that you should not answer Amen at the end of the bracha. El Bishar Mizrach Ubahar Habayis. Only in Shar Mizrach and Har Habayis. Meaning, really, they did answer. They answered Baruch Shem Kvam Mechusto Le'olam Vo'ed. Baruch Shem Kvam Mechusto Le'olam Vo'ed is a special type of response to a bracha, which is reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. So here, it wasn't that they didn't answer anything. What you see from here is that they did answer. They answered Baruch Shem Kvam Mechusto Le'olam Vo'ed instead of answering Amen. The Chachamim said this was not proper because that should only be done in the Beis HaMikdash. They should have answered Amen. Okay, the Mishnah continues that so in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim were divided up into 24 Mishmaros. Each one was given a week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And again, obviously, they would have two over the course of the year. And each Mishmar was divided into seven Batei Avos, and each one would work one day. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh Tanyos HaRishonos, when it comes to the first three Tanyos, which are not as Chamar, Anche Mishmar, the people of the entire Mishmar who were there for that week, even if they're not working, Mis'anin Velo Mashlimin. They would fast until Tzeis, but they were allowed to eat before the day ended. Meaning, even though they weren't working, there was a concern that maybe they would be needed as backup, and therefore, if it got to the end of the day and they needed to eat something, they were allowed to eat. The Anshei Beisav, the people in the Beisav who were actually working that day, Lo Yom San and Klal, they wouldn't fast at all because they were too busy in the Avodas HaMikdash. Shalosh Nios, the second set of the three Tanios, which are more Chamar, Anche Mishmar Mis'anin Umashlimin, and the people in the Mishmar who weren't working, they would fast and they would complete the fast. Anche Beis Av Mis'anin Velo Mashlimin, the people in the Beis Av would start the fast, but would not have to complete the fast. Sheva Acharonos, in the last fast, the last series of fasts, the seven fasts, which are the most Chamor, the most stringent, Rabbi Yeshua says that whether you're in the base of the Mishmar, and it's not even your day, and even if it's you're in the base Av that's working that day, you still are required to. Everybody has to fast and has to complete it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The Chachamim and the Chachamim said Shalosh Tanios Arishonos in the first set of Tanios, Elu va'Elu, whether it's the people of the Mishmar who are there for the week, or whether it's the people in the Beis Av who are working that day, Lo Hayu Masan and Klal, didn't have to fast at all, because they were not so chamar, they were not so stringent. Shalosh Nios, in the second set of three, which are more chamar, Anche Mishmar, the people in the Mishmar who were not working that day, but were in the Mishmash for that week, Mis'anin and Velo Mashlimin, they would fast, and they would not have to complete the fast. Anche Beis Av, Lo Hayu Masan and Klal, the people who were working that day would not have to fast at all. Sheva Achronos, in the last ones, Anche Mishmar, Mis'anin and Umashlimin, And the most chomer ones at the end, the people of the Mishmar who were there would have to fast and would have to complete the fast. The people in the Beis Av who were actually working that day would fast, but they were not obligated to complete the fast. Now that we've already discussed the Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Beis Av, when it comes to Tainis, the Gemara tells us some other halachos that are important to know. Anshei Mishmar, the people in the Mishmar, again, who are assigned to work that week, Mutarin Lishtos Yayin Balelos Avalo Bayomim. They were allowed to drink wine at night, but not allowed to drink wine during the day. Why? During the day, they weren't allowed to drink because maybe they would be needed as the backups for the people in the Beis Av who were working that day. And Shesuya Yayin, somebody who had wine to drink, is not allowed to be Oved in the Beis HaMikdash. Why at night is it okay? Because at night there wasn't much to do in terms of the Karbanos. Karbanos can't be shechted and can't be brought, except for the Haktara perhaps, of the ones that were already brought during the day, can be finished, the Avarim, and the things that are left in the Karbanos after the Dam was Nizrak during the day, the Dam was sprinkled during the day, those parts can be brought at night. But not so much work, so you don't have to be concerned that you're going to need backup. But the people in the Beis Av who were working that day, they are not allowed to drink wine at any point during the day or during the night. Again, because they are the ones who are responsible for that avodah and could be called upon to participate at any point in some way in terms of what was happening in the Beis HaMikdash. Anshei Mishmar v'Anshei Maimid. Whether the people in the Mishmar who were there for that week or the Anshei Maimid. The Anshei Maimid were a group of people who were designated to represent Klal Yisrael over the Korbanos, and it was a group that consisted of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, and their job was to participate in the Korbanos, not by doing Avodah, but by being there to daven. So the people who were in the Maimid, Asurin Milisaper Umilichabes, they're not allowed to get a haircut, they're not allowed to wash during that week. Ubechamishi mutarin on Thursday, they are allowed to b'pnei kvod Shabbos because of the honor of Shabbos. In order to prepare for Shabbos, then they would be allowed to. Okay, the reasons for this will be discussed more in the Gemara. Now the Mishnah continues to talk a little bit about Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was a document which had all the different days where different events had happened to B'nai Yisrael in times of the second Beis HaMikdash. And as a remembrance of these nisim, the Chachamim said that it's a quasi Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to fast on these days. And on certain other days, you also were not allowed to give hespedim. So again, it's a list of special days on which potentially there's no you're not allowed to fast, and you're not allowed to perhaps give a hesped. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaKosim Megillas Tainis Delo L'Mispad. Any day that's written in Megillas Tainis as a significant enough day that you're not allowed to say a spade. If somebody dies, you're not allowed to use it as a person on that day because it's a special day. Lefanav Asar. Even the day beforehand, you're not allowed to do it. La'achar of Mutter. But the day afterwards, you would be allowed to do it. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Lefanav Ula'achar of Asar. Whether it's the day before this special day where the Chachamim said you're not allowed to do Hesped, or whether it's the day after this special day where you're not allowed to do Hesped, you're not allowed to do Hesped on those 3 days. If it's a day which says Megillas Tainis Delo L'his Ana'a, that it's a day that you're not allowed to fast, so Lefanav Ula'achar of Motor, the Tanakhama says that the day beforehand, the day prior, or the day afterwards would be Motor B'Tainis. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, Lefanav Asar, the day beforehand, you're also not allowed to fast. La'achar of Motor, the day afterwards, you are allowed to fast. Continues the Mishnah. In goes R'Tainis Al Tzibor B'Tchila B'Chamishi. When you have to create a series of taniyos, and the Chacham have to create a series of taniyos on the Tzibor, so you do not begin on Thursday. Why? Shelo l'havkia hasha'arim. Because they don't want to mess up the pricings of the various items. Meaning, if the people in the stores see that suddenly on Thursday, at the end of the day on Thursday, people are making a lot of food because they're cooking for the end of the Tainus, plus they're cooking for Shabbos, they're going to think that there's some sort of shortage and people are trying to make sure that they can stockpile food and they're going to raise the prices. So we don't want that to happen. Therefore, we don't want them shopping for both at the same time. Rather, Ella, Shalosh Tainus HaRishonos, the first set of threes, Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, is Monday, Thursday, Monday, sometimes referred to as a Bahab, right? Beis Hey Beis. That is the order. Aye, on Thursday, aren't they going to be fasting anyway? Aren't they going to be buying a lot of food? What are we accomplished by doing this? No, once we started on Monday, then we're fasting again on Thursday, so then it will be clear that the reason that on Thursday they're coming is because they're part of a series of fasts. But if the opening fast is on Thursday, then it won't be as clear that it was happening because of the fast, in which case it might mess up the shahr, it might mess up the pricings, and the people are going to lose out. V'sholosh shneios, the second set, chamishi shein v'chamishi. You can even do a Thursday series. Why? Because the people in the stores will realize that it's the second set coming off of the first set. So again, they'll still know that it's because of the tanios, not because anything happened in terms of prices or famine. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, k'shem shein arishonos b'chamishi kach lo shneios lo achronos. Rabbi Yossi says, no. The same way you don't start the first series of fasts on a Thursday, but it always starts on a Monday. The same thing is true by all the subsequent ones as well. Says the Mishnah, Ingos and Tainis al Tzibur Barash Chadashim. You're not allowed to declare a Tainis on the Tzibur, on the congregation, on Rosh Chodesh, B'Chanukah or B'Purim, and you're not allowed to do it on Chanukah and Purim either. Days that have been designated, they're not Minat Torah, but have been designated as times of Mishnah and Simcha. But what if they already started the order of the fasts before, and then one of them happens to fall out on Rosh Chodesh or on one of the other days? Rabbi Gamliel says, if it's already part of the order of the Tanyos, then you continue and fast even on that day. Rabbi Meir said, even though Rabbi Gamliel said that if you started, you're not going to stop, even if it's Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim, Moda Hayosh Ein Mashlimin. Even Rabbi Gamliel would agree that on the fast that takes place on that day, You don't finish the fast. You fast until close to the end of the day, and then you break your fast, that you shouldn't be in violation of fasting on these days. And similarly, Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos Be'er Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, again, which is not possible in our calendar, but when they were used to be Mekadesh and declare Rosh Chodesh based on Pihari'iya, based on the way that the moon appeared, so then this was possible. So if Tisha B'Av would fall on Friday, you would not complete the Tainus. You would have to eat something before Shabbos, because you shouldn't come into Shabbos when you are starving. It's not proper kavod for Shabbos. Okay, says the Gemara. The Mishnah told us, "Seder Tanios Ketzad." What is, when it comes to these most stringent fasts, what's the order? Motzi and Esat Teva, you take the Aron, the Ark with the Sefer Torah, out to the public square. So again, at first the Gemara thinks that we're talking about even on the first set. So the Gemara asks, Vafilu B'Kamaisa, did you even do this on the first sets? Or a Minhu? We have a stira to that, we have a contradiction. Shalosh Tanios Rishonos, on the first set of fast, Ushnios, and on the second one, Nichnasin lebeis haKnesses. The people come into shul, they gather in shul, umispalin k'derasher mispalin kol hashana kula, and they daven the way that they normally daven. There's no mention of taking the aron outside. Ubisheva acharonos motzi nesateva, and it's only on the series of the seven last fasts that's when you take the aron out. Derchov hashelier v'nos dinefer agad beyateva rosh hanasi rosh habezim cholecha vecha noto v'nosim brosho, and then you put the ashes on top of the aron, on top of the nasi, the head of the people, and the head of the beis din, and each person puts it on. Rabbi Nosson Ephraim Mikla heimivian that they brought ashes. What's the difference between those ashes and the previous ashes? So Rashi comments that the earlier Afer, which was mentioned, didn't have to be something which is burnt, but Velogar seen Afer Mikla, Rashi says, Afer Srefa Adiv Vishmefor Shitzlok Kidil Kamon. We don't garish that, and even afar, even dirt would have been enough at that point, like dust or something like that. Rabbi Nosson is saying that it has to be specifically Afer Mikla, it has to be something which was burned. So again, what in terms of what the Gemara was trying to do, so the Gemara was asking a contradiction. How can it be that we're saying that you bring out the Teva and the Gemara thinks in the Havamin, even on the first ones, this Braisa tells us explicitly that you only bring out the Arum on the last vest. So I'm not Papa. No, that's the answer. Kitanan Numas Nisan. Amrish is also referring Ashabachronos Tanan to the last series of fast. But the, other than that, they wouldn't on the earlier ones we would not have this concern. Okay, we said in the Mishnah that you put the Afer on the Aron first, and then we said Birosh Hanasi, and then afterwards Kolecha Vecha Nosim Birosh, everybody else puts it on. Ain, is that really true? V'atanya, we learn in Braisa, Rabbi Omer, B'gedula, when it comes to anything of Gedula, of greatness, of Chashivus, of importance, Maschilin min HaGadol, you start with the greater one. U'biklala, but if it comes to a bad thing, Maschilin min HaKatan, you start with the lower one and you move your way up. What's the Makar? B'gedula, Maschilin min HaGadol, when it comes to something of importance, we start with the greater person, Shenemar V'yamon Moshela, Aron Elazar Li Tamar. So there, the tzivoy, the commandment, was given to from Hashem, and was Aaron in front of his children. So move from the greater ones to the lower one. And when it comes to something bad, to a curse, to punishment, we start with the lower one, because when it comes to the chait of Adam Rishon, betchil niskal nachash, first the nachash got its punishment, the snake got its punishment, v'acharkach niskal chava, then chava got her punishment, v'acharkach niskal Adam, and then Adam got his curse. So you see that you start from the low one and you move up. So how can it be that here when it comes to the nesinas afer, which is presumably a bad thing, right? We're dealing with a tzara. So why do we start from the gadol and move down? Says the Gemara, no, in this particular case, there is a chashivus, because there's a chashivus in starting with the other one, because we're trying to inspire them that you are the leaders, you are the ones who are the most chashiv to daven for us. We're not giving up at this. We're not giving up at this point, but we want to make sure that they have the ability to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. Okay, we'll stop here.